We spoke of it on many occasions, but it has to be emphasized to clearly grasp the nature of the spiritual path. There are two parallel evolutionary movements taking place in our internal expansion. One is the movement of awakening, which is becoming, giving birth to our true self, which is not something abstract, but something very precise and concrete. It is to become our sacred individuality, the reflection of the universal I Am. In the unique angle of perception, unique being, which you are, each of you are. That sacred individuality has universal quality in terms that there is something fundamental that we all share. That's why this teaching can take place. If each of you was simply unique and different, each one of you would have to have a separate path towards yourself. There could not be a universal teaching applicable to all souls. And even though indeed each one of you has unique flavor of evolution, there's something that binds us all together, which is this light of I Am. It is the same light that we are made of, the light which wakes up us in the morning, the light through which we live constantly, but only when we realize it fully, we truly become that light. And not only its expression. The substance of each soul is the same. That is the meaning of the old expression that human being was created on the likeness of God. This likeness is simply the light of I Am. That light of I Am is godly, is divine. However, to actualize it fully, to realize it fully, one has to grow, one has to remember it, and one has to allow that light to take full birth within our human existence. Human existence or human personality is like an eggshell within which the soul incubates and eventually breaks the eggshell and comes out into the daylight. She explodes her existence from within that eggshell. If the eggshell is too thick, it cannot break the personalities holding the soul inside itself, and the soul can die because it needs to come out from this eggshell in certain time. Certain time is being given. So those souls, or those personalities, which for many, many lifetimes they refuse to assist in giving birth to the soul, They actually killed the soul. When they kill the soul, they kill themselves. Because personality without the soul is dead. It is a living death. Giving birth to the soul is more than just being connected to the soul, for instance, through the heart, but to feel some devotion. It is to become a whole being. It's not something sentimental. It is a powerful being, the soul. But the deepest power of the soul lies not from her will, from her personal strength, but from her abidance in the beyond. It is the God himself that empowers the soul. But the God is not reaching the soul. Unless the soul reaches God first, which is the responsibility of each individual consciousness at some point of evolution to surrender, which is the other direction of our evolution, surrendering to the beyond, awakening to who we are, and surrender to the source of our existence, are mutually complementing movements of evolution. If surrender overrides awakening, it results in a negative absence, in a negative dissolution. Of course, a true dissolution is impossible without awakening, but one can fall in type of illusory dissolution, which is no more than suspension, stagnation, where one thinks that one has surrendered, but one is just suspended, nothing happening there. There's no transformation, there's no meeting with the truth of creation. If awakening is not balanced through surrender, for instance, if one embodies pure consciousness and chooses to dwell in that consciousness forever, and not initiating the process of surrender, one moves to certain type of reality where one is existing beyond the mind, but one is still isolated or separated from creation. It's not enough to transcend the mind in order to reach unification with the beyond. There are certain traditions or paths which use primarily the force of will in order to transcend the mind and to solidify awareness. That they lead to this type of partial enlightenment where one truly reaches individuality beyond the mind, but this individuality is not experienced in the context of oneness with the divine. Therefore, the type of individuality is both true and false. Therefore, awakening has to always be balanced with surrender. And if you follow precisely this teaching, if you study it deeply, you will see how each stage on the path is including these two elements. Sometimes awakening is more emphasized, sometimes surrender. They have to be perfectly balanced. The state of samadhi, complete absorption in existence, in which there is no differentiation between the inner and the outer. There is no coming in samadhi, there is no coming out of samadhi. Does not matter if your eyes are open or closed, whether you connect to others or not, it is the same state. That state of perfect samadhi represents total unity of awakening and surrender, of our sacred individuality and its unconditional absolute rest, absorption in the beyond. You should never forget that you exist fundamentally to allow your soul to actualize herself. The sooner, the better. The sooner it is achieved, our evolutionary purpose is actualized, the sooner we transcend suffering, because everything which is not of the soul, which is not the soul, is a state of suffering. Even if intelligence of that particular person is not able to register it, still, from the higher standpoint, this person is constantly in pain of separation from both her true nature and the source of creation. Some seekers like to say, I have my own path. I'm not going to follow any teaching because I am so unique. Most often these statements are coming for pure ignorance and arrogance, inability to surrender to something higher than one's little mind. There is a path. This path does not belong to anyone. It's not mine, it's not yours. It's objective. It is the river of universal I am that flows through each individual. The purpose of true teaching is not to condition a seeker into some philosophy or perception. It's not to create a new programming, but to point precisely who we truly are, to our essence. To open that door through which a true evolution can begin, which is not of the person, but of the soul. It is the soul alone that can be on the path. There's no place for the me, for the ego. The ego simply cannot be on the path. It has to surrender. So the soul can begin the path, can walk the path. There's nothing the ego can do to awaken. That's why we say that the beginning of the path is awakening. You must recognize your essence, your essential nature first, before you can enter the evolutionary process. And only then ego or me can assist the soul in her awakening. The highest definition or description of meditation is called just being, non-doing. It is called meditation without support, no object of concentration, no focus on anything external, pure being. However, to grasp fully the state of just being, we need to go beyond the deceptive simplicity of that term, and we need to understand the rich nature of the one inside who is in a state of just being. The more you are embodying your soul, the more just being is profound. You can imagine yourself as a balloon of light, energy, which is whole, which is complete, and which is absolutely resting in the depth of the now. That balloon is made of consciousness, is made of love, profound sensitivity of the soul. And has a strength of rootedness. In the unmanifested, in the void of being. That which we call the Absolute is the foundation of everything. It contains, it sustains, it maintains all universes. You can travel through all galaxies, you cannot find the Absolute, because it is not in manifestation. It is the container of manifestation. The only way to discover, realize the Absolute is through surrender. We surrender through the same gateway through which we have originally come, the gateway of being. Surrender is not, again, a sentimental term, empty term, abstract. Something very, very precise. The process of surrender is deeply intelligent. One has to understand oneself and one's relationship with the beyond to truly be able to let go of that separate self. in order to truly progress on the path, it's not enough to practice. It's not enough even to be sincere. One has to have a knowledge of the inner realm. And since the inner realm is so unknown to humanity, the understanding of that dimension has to be revealed gradually. But for that to happen, there has to be an intention to know, to reach clarity. Not simply sitting like half dead